First-time NFL starter Max Brosmer faced a second-quarter 4th-and-1 in the red zone and was trying to potentially give his team the lead with the score 3-0 Seahawks. But what happened was a bad mistake that ended up with him underhanding a ball that was picked off and returned for a TD and a Seattle 10-zip lead.
I love play call. I thought he put us in the best situation to let our playmakers make plays. And ultimately, the defense sniffed it out. They did a good job of getting to me quick. And the 10 or 12 yards that, you know, it's 4th-and-1, right? And it's either make a play or eat it, and they get, you know, the 12 yards that I give up on the run back, they have to get back on offense, right? If I threw the ball out and they'd start 12 yards back from where the ball was. And ultimately, I made a bad decision with the football. It cost us heavy. And early in the game like that, when you're giving energy to the other team like that, you know, it's tough. And we got to do a better job, you know, me specifically, of keeping the ball in our hands.
The former Gopher Brosmer says the pick six play was a good design. It just didn't work.
Typical boot play. You have, you know, you're flat, you're over, and, you know, your high part, your high component of, you know, your boot play. And that's typical for most of your boots and nakeds. And they did a good job covering it. But again, that's my responsibility to take care of the football, and not my responsibility to try to make something happen when it's not there. You know, I got to do a better job keeping the ball in our hands and getting ready for the next drive.
Head coach Kevin O'Connell says Brosmer made a mistake.
4th down. He's trying to make a play and just ends up being, you know, obviously catastrophically bad, because, you know, one of the reasons why you go for that in that moment is even if you don't get it, the field position is going to be on your side with the defense playing really well. So, you know, got to call a better play there, got to, you know, decide the best option for us to try to limit that ever being the outcome in that scenario, but also give us a chance to score.
Meanwhile, star receiver Justin Jefferson had just 2 catches for 4 yards. He declined to talk to reporters after the game. The Vikings fell to 4-8. They'll host Washington this Sunday at noon.